I get this question a lot. Which of the cable streaming alternative services should I subscribe to? It's a big question for anybody who cut the cord and wanted to watch the Super Bowl or is planning to watch the Oscars on TV and gets a message that says they can only watch one of the apps if they can prove that they are a TV subscriber with authentication. So if they don't have that, many people are pushed to some of the services like YouTube TV, Hulu with Live TV, Sling TV, and AT&T Now, which used to be called DirecTV Now. The sales proposition is that you get most of the channels that you like on cable, but not hundreds. You don't have to rent cable equipment, and you'll pay about half the rate of a cable bill. Which is the best for you? Let's jump in. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. The price range starts at $30 for Sling and goes all the way up to $65 for AT&T Now, which used to be called DirecTV Now. We can pretty much scratch that one because I like YouTube TV. I'm a subscriber. I pay $50 a month. I get over 70 channels. And do know that there's a free two-week trial, which is usually 1 week, and that deal expires on the 13th. The good part about YouTube TV, again, is that it's pretty easy to use. They have most of the channels you want except for Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central, Discovery Channel, Animal Planet. They do have PBS, which was added recently. None of the other streamers have PBS. Hulu with Live TV, they're missing the channels we just talked about. They're also missing PBS. The bonus with Hulu is that you also get the Hulu service, which has Fox, ABC, and NBC primetime series. They charge $55 a month for 60 channels. They have a DVR, though the DVR rules are not as generous as YouTube. You can get 50 hours with Hulu, unlimited with YouTube TV. Sling is the best bargain at $30 a month. However, they are missing a host of channels, and they're also really confusing. There's an orange offering and a blue offering. Both at $30. You'll find ESPN on orange. You'll find a lot of sports on the blue offering. And some of the channels that are not in orange or blue are available, but only if you buy them a la carte, like TCM, which is $5, or MTV, which is $5. One good thing about Sling is they used to charge for DVR recording. Now it's free for 10 hours or $5 monthly for 50 hours. They're also missing CBS and ABC. So if you don't care and just want some of the cable networks, then this is your best bargain. The best bargain is not AT&T Now at $65, the most expensive. It gives you only about 45 channels, but you do get HBO for free. Not really for free because you're paying for it. The pro is that some of the channels that are missing from other places like MTV and Nickelodeon are on AT&T Now. The DVR rules, which had maxed out at 20 hours, is now very generous. The con is it's the most expensive service. That is my take on the cable streaming alternative services. What's yours? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back with you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.